Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So that Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ did not offer i'tikaf. However, after they learned their lesson, in Shawwal, the Prophet offered 20 days i'tikaf. As a compensation for the 10 days, he added 10 more days of i'tikaf. But since then, the Prophet continued to make i'tikaf, as Mother Aisha tells us, may Allah be pleased with her. So, if you go to i'tikaf, what do you do? Well, scholars say you spend your time in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. But they made an exception, and that is, if a scholar goes to i'tikaf, is it permissible for him to dedicate some time to teaching people? Scholars, some of them said, no, he shouldn't. Others said, well, this is one of the best forms of getting closer to Allah, is by teaching others. So yes, but providing it does not take a lot of his time. And that is why a lot of our scholars, like Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on his soul, used to devote a portion of every night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan to give a lesson in Al-Haram until he died. So this was his habit, and it was attended by thousands of people. MashaAllah. It was always on the roof. He used to give it, and usually it was between Taraweeh and Tahajjud. And it was full of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, it's all been recorded, and you can get a lot of benefit out of it. So, other than that, what can I do? You stay there, make dhikr, read beneficial books. No novels, huh? You read books that about tafsir, about hadith, about fiqh, and make dhikr. Every now and then, it's okay to chit-chat for a couple of minutes just to refresh yourself and go back. Okay, what about if I have to go to the toilet? Is it permissible? The answer is yes. And what about if I have to eat? Well, if they can bring you the food, then you have to eat in the masjid. But if eating in the masjid would make it dirty or smelly, or it's not permissible in the haram, for example, it's not permissible to bring food. Only dates and water. So if this is the case, it is permissible for you to go out and eat your meal and come back. But while doing so, don't go shopping, don't go traveling around and looking at prices. Just go for what you went out for and come back. Hadith number 208 also sheds the light on some of the things that are permissible for us and what are not permissible for us to do.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to let his head in the house while he was in the mosque, and I would comb and oil his hair. When in i'tikaf, he used not to enter the house except for a need of human. In another narration, she said, I would not enter the house except for a necessity while the patient is in it, and I wouldn't ask about his health except while passing by.
In this hadith, Mother Aisha tells us that the Prophet ﷺ used to let his head in the house while he was in the i'tikaf. And if you don't know the Prophet's house, one would think, oh, this is something from Allah. The Prophet's neck is so long that his head goes there. No. Don't over-exaggerate it. The Prophet's house was separated from the masjid by a small wall, by actually a door. So all what the Prophet had to do, alayhi salam, was open the door and let his head in while he's doing i'tikaf. And what would Mother Aisha do? She would wash his hair and apply oil to it and comb that hair of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, which indicates that it is permissible for a woman to touch her husband in i'tikaf, as long as this touching is not part of intimacy, normal touching. When you're in i'tikaf, don't say, don't touch me, or put it on the table, I can't take something from you because I might touch you. No, this is okay. Intimacy is not permissible. She says that the Prophet would not come in except for the human needs, such as answering the call of nature. This is the human needs that would allow the Prophet to come out, alayhi salatu wasalam, from the masjid. So if a person needs to shower, is it permissible? Yes, it is. A person who is in i'tikaf can change his clothes, can shower and clean himself. There is nothing wrong in that. Some of the brothers may stay 10 days in the masjid with the same clothes. They smell bad. And after 1-2 days, maybe they have smell. After 5-6 days, they have odor. On the 9th day, they have odir. It is so bad that you would say, whoa, what is this? So, no, Islam is a religion of cleanliness. You go and shower, and perfume yourself, and come back, change your clothes, no problem in that. Mother Aisha tells us about herself. She says, while I am in i'tikaf, I would never enter the house except for a necessity. And if I enter the house and I find one of my family members is ill, I would not stop by and say, how are you today? Are you feeling well? No, I would, while walking back, I would say, I hope you're feeling well, and move. It shows you that time should not be wasted outside of the masjid, even to visit a sick person. Now, a lot of the times people ask, is it permissible for us to, for example, follow a funeral? If we pray funeral prayer in the masjid and then they're taking it to bury it, can we follow it? Scholars say, no, you can't. If I heard that someone is ill, can I go out and visit him? Scholars say, you cannot. You cannot, meaning that if you do, your i'tikaf would be cut and interrupted. Not that it is haram, because the whole process of i'tikaf is sunnah. So even if you don't complete it, even if you make one i'tikaf and leave, it's okay. And scholars say, what is the minimum of i'tikaf? Is there a minimum for it? Some scholars say 1 day. Some scholars say half a day, meaning a day or a night. And some scholars say 1 hour. 1 hour. If you intend that I'm making i'tikaf between Dhuhr and Asr, for example, and I'm staying there for an hour, and I intend i'tikaf to be like so, it can happen. And it appears that Allah's grace and favor is so great that we would not restrict it. The following hadith, well, let's postpone this to the second episode if you have questions. If you don't, wallah, it appears you do. Yes, brother.
Regarding Laylatul Qadr.
Nice.
If we pray Isha in congregation and Fajr in congregation, so we are getting the whole sawab for whole reward for the whole night. So what's your opinion if we get Laylatul Qadr on that?
Usually, if you pray Isha, you get half of the night as a reward. The Prophet said, as if he prayed. And whoever prays Fajr in congregation, as if he prayed the whole night. But he did not pray the whole night. Yet the Prophet said, whoever prays with the Imam until he finishes, Allah will reward him. And this is specially and specifically in Ramadan. Therefore, if you pray Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah, but you don't pray with the Imam, you will not be rewarded night prayer of Ramadan. You will be rewarded like any other night, but you will not get the reward of Ramadan. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam to Allah.
Sheikh, is it permissible to perform ihtikaf at home? Because in masjid, most of the corners are reserved for the imam or the muazzin.
I've stated before that there is no ihtikaf at all, except in masjids, and specifically the masjids that have Jum'ah prayer. But if a masjid does not have a Jum'ah prayer, yet it is a full-fledged masjid, it is permissible for a person to make i'tikaf, but only for the 7 days, and then he has to attend Jum'ah. As for the imam and the muadhin, they have their own houses. But the i'tikaf is done in the masjid itself. So usually what we do is we designate the last corner of the masjid, and we put a screen, and people sit and sleep there and eat there. They have a pillow, they have a mattress, they have a blanket, and they spend the time there. Not that they go to the imam's house or to the muadhin's house. This is not part of i'tikaf because it's outside of the masjids.
Sheikh, is it not fardh kifaya to do i'tikaf? Fardh kifaya?
No, it is not at all fardh kifaya. When you say it's fard kifaya, means that if no one does it, they're all sinful. But the consensus of scholars, they all agree that it is mustahab. It's the sunnah. If no one does it, up to you.
Given the choice of cutting off the i'tikaf and following the funeral or visiting the sikh, what will be advantages?
Do you have the permission to cut your i'tikaf?
No, in the sense, like suppose if I want to earn sawab by attending, following the funeral or visiting the sikh, so what would be advisable?
No. This is a different story. If you are in your i'tikaf, you must not come out neither to follow a funeral or to visit a sick person. The thawab is to remain in your i'tikaf. The only exception would be if that there is someone who is close to you, like your father or a relative who's about to die. And if you don't visit him, this would cause a lot of trouble. And if he dies and you still don't attend, this is, no, you have to go and cut your i'tikaf and visit that sick person or follow his funeral if you know that the consequences are far greater. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.